I'm Marco Werman with The World. How many times a day are you asked for an ID? Maybe if you get carded at a bar or when you cash a check. Routine for most of us, but if you're undocumented, you have no valid ID, and those scenarios are anxiety-provoking. Some U.S. cities issue IDs, regardless of immigration status. New York City is one of them, but the city is now under fire from critics who say that's a major safety issue. The World's Jasmine Garz has more from New York.
I meet Ana Maria at a church in Staten Island. She asks that her last name not be used. She tells me one of the first things she did when she got her New York City ID card was go to the library, get books, information. That's very important to me. Ana Maria says she checks out CDs and magazines to practice her English, but she also checks out poetry and Spanish. She says she really likes this poet. She can't remember his name. He's from Mexico, like her, and he writes about hummingbirds. Ana Maria is an undocumented immigrant, and she can't use her ID to drive. For her, it's nice to have access to those books in the library, like other New Yorkers. For her friend, Araceli, the ID means a lot more. Araceli is also undocumented. She says before, she couldn't go to PTA meetings at her kids' school. They required an ID to let her in because of terrorism threats and mass shootings. Now, with the ID, she can come and go freely. It's helped her develop a closer relationship with teachers, something that she says helped save her life. When her ex-husband's beatings started getting more severe, one teacher said she needed to call the police. Araceli says the ID made her feel safer about doing that, less worried about having to prove who she was. And she says if she needs to call the police, now they know where she lives, who she is. But the New York ID is under fire. Critics say giving people unauthorized to live here access to bank accounts, schools, is dangerous. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio disagrees. He and immigration advocates say it's about bringing people out of the shadows. De Blasio promises to destroy the records of undocumented immigrants who've applied for an ID, to protect them from being targeted by immigration officials. Doing that, some say, threatens cities' safety.
So our concern is if you're giving out government-issued identification cards, if there were to be an investigation or there were judicial inquiries into cardholders, then all the records would have not be there anymore to be able to satisfy those requests.
Assemblywoman Nicole Malatakis represents Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. She's one of the two Republican lawmakers suing the city to not destroy the records of people who've applied for the ID.
If you do a Google search for fake passport, you'll see countless stories. You know, this is not something we're just making up, trying to scare people. I mean, this is a legitimate thing. The Berlin attacker had 14 different identifications.
El ID es una arma de dos filos.
Ana Maria, the undocumented immigrant, says she's worried now. Will the ID in her purse get her deported from the U.S.?
This is our city. A lot of people here have been living in New York for 20, 30 years.
Fabio Ramirez Caminati runs El Centro, New York City, an immigrant rights group in Staten Island. He's telling immigrants the ID is good. Get one.
They work here. Their children study here. They pay taxes here. And this is our city.
Documented or not, the ID is about living here, like anyone else, he says. But now some immigrants here wonder whether getting that ID at all might cause them more trouble in the end. For The World, Jasmine Garzd in New York.